referring back to our first public hearing, which was actually number two, conditional use 1712. Is that right? Yeah. Conditional use 1712, Deborah Dean. Mr. Smith, what's your pleasure this evening?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1712 for Deborah Dean for a sign business, arts and crafts, and art studio based upon the record and for the following reasons. Those reasons being that the use will be conducted within the existing structure on the site and that use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than three employees, including the applicant, within the business at any one time. The business may be open 7 days a week with hours of operation from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. No large commercial-type dumpster shall be permitted. Only one unlighted sign shall be permitted. Wait a minute. Gentlemen, what are your thoughts on that, on the lighted or unlighted on the sign,
if you were to be in agreement with it. No bigger than it is. I don't think it matters. You can put a light on it if you want.
Yeah, I would like to agree with amend that, and thank you for your feedback,
right,
and make
what,
that
what
only
size
one.
Would your sign?
No lighted sign.
No, large,
no larger than?
No larger than
32 square feet.
Square feet. But can be lighted. And that's like 4x8 sheet of plywood.
Mm-hmm. Outside displays of items shall be permitted, but only outside of or behind applicable setbacks. All parking and driveways shall be shown on the final site plan. The security and or night lighting shall be limited to the existing lighting that is currently on the property, and the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. To move and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1712 Deborah Dean for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.